they mounted a planned counterattack through some of the tunnel networks that we have found in Raqqa. And this is not inconsistent with some of the fighting we've seen ISIS do in the past in other places, specifically Mosul. But as we saw this counterattack, the few ISIS terrorists that the Syrian Democratic Forces, our partner forces, managed to capture alive, and the even fewer who had surrendered, show vividly their desperation. They are malnourished, emaciated, and many of them had pocked marks with needle tracks from what is assessed to be amphetamines that they're using to keep themselves awake and keep their murderous fervor up against the fight.
So give us a sense of what you think that means in terms of their ability to fight and their ability to essentially do what it was they tried to do, which is to mount a counteroffensive.
So the thing is that in Raqqa, it is completely surrounded. You have the Syrian Democratic Forces that have a very tight cordon around the entire city. So the those that are in the city, they are going to fight to the end. We have seen some of these, some surrender. We've seen some of them completely drop down their weapons and try to evacuate and escape with the remaining IDPs, or the internally displaced persons that are trying to get out. But there is no question about it that inside of Raqqa, the essential services, the water, the sewage, and the amount of food that they can sustain themselves on is very low. And that is clearly seen through the those that we have captured, those that have been killed, as we continue to see the Syrian Democratic Forces advance inside the city.
And you mentioned the use of drugs, and I'm wondering, how do they believe, or how do you believe they think these drugs are helping them?
Oh, well, I have also seen in some other open source reporting that not only is this a stimulant for the Islamic militants, but it is also a way for them to make money. So this particular, the amphetamines that that we assess that they are using is allowing them to get a high, but also to increase their focus on a particular task and to reduce anxiety. But it was clearly shown that while it is assessed to be amphetamines, they are using something intravenously through the reports and through what we have seen inside the city.
And is there any understanding of how many fighters are left, or how many ballpark figure may be left that in the fight in Syria?
Well, in Raqqa in particular, that estimate has gone up and it's gone down. Currently, it's just under 2,500 fighters that are assessed to be in Raqqa. But again, those are our estimates, and those fighters that are there, they're stuck, and they will either be killed where they are inside of Raqqa, compelled to surrender, or they will give up.
Is it your understanding that that was their order, to stay there and to fight to the death?
I believe that we are going to see that, and what we saw in Mosul is, I think, is what you are going to see in Raqqa, and what we have seen in Raqqa, where a place that is very important to them, Raqqa clearly their largest city that they have ever held, and in Raqqa, their de facto capital, they will, we assess and believe that they will fight to the death.
Colonel Ryan Dillon, spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve. J.J. Green, WTOP News.